It is budget season for county government, and Hopkins County Judge Robert Newsom, along with the county auditor, have been working since May in preparation for the week of July 13th through 17th. Newsom and county commissioners will meet in work sessions next week, beginning Monday afternoon, to finalize the budget for the coming year. He hopes to have a budget posted online for the public soon after the week of meetings.
We already started. We started back in May making plans. We worked through June. This is just me and the auditor. But now we're getting really down to the time that we're going to meet with the commissioners. So that starts Monday. We're going to spend a whole week. The commissioners have given me 1 week to go through every single budget with every single elected official that wants a hearing. Now, some people are saying, well, we don't need a hearing. Basically, our budget's like it was last year, but some people are wanting to do special things. So everybody has an opportunity to come before the commissioners and make their appeal on however they think the budget should be for their department.
Newsom said he's trying to provide a 3% cost of living raise to county employees. He said most of the departments are maintaining budget levels from this current year. Income numbers are still not in, according to Newsom.
I'm trying, if at all possible, to give a 3% cost of living raise. That's just, we're behind actually the rest of the country on that, but we're trying to do that if at all possible. Other than that, there's not a lot of change that I anticipate at this point. And see, it's got to end up balancing, and that's the big thing. We don't really know for sure all of our income. We believe it's slightly up, tax income, but again, that's we won't know that till the actually tax assessor collector and then gets it from the appraisal office, and they go through all these calculations for us to finally know exactly where we are. And that'll almost be August, but we're going to do a preliminary budget at the end of July. It'll be online so people can see it if they'd like to.
Newsom expects little change to come next year as the number of voting places is decreased in the county. Purchase of new equipment to facilitate the process will affect the costs at the start. He expects savings to come in following years.
Up front, we're paying for the electronic voting machines, and so that is a cost. Mm-hmm. But we're saving on every time we have an election. We'll save money because there's fewer judges, fewer voting places. There's 14 instead of 21. So we're saving overall. So eventually, within a few years, we'll actually pay for the electronic, going electronic, and it's going to be so much more convenient to the people.
KSST News.